Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. That's the entire chapter. It's the third vision, and the title I'm going to give it is Prosperity. It's the man with the measuring line. And this man with the measuring line has come to Jerusalem and is reporting on what he finds. And what does he find? What do we get here? What's this prophecy? Well, he finds a massive prosperity for Jerusalem. The city is built without any walls. It doesn't need any walls. God is its protector. There's a glory within. The walls of fire around it. The restoration of the Jews. Glory within 3 to 5. The restoration of the Jews 6 to 13. God's blessing is upon this people and upon this city. Many nations are swept into this Jerusalem, this amongst God's people, verse 11. And God is among his people, verses 12 to 13. It is indeed a time of glory, almost unspeakable glory. Now, how are we going to interpret this prophecy? Well, clearly the first application must be to the Jews in their exile. This is the return of the Jews, the restoration of the Jews. And you can see how encouraging it is. This city which has been laid into ruins, this temple which has come to nothing and been smashed to pieces, all this is going to be restored. And the blessing is going to be wonderful. Yes, it's obviously the restoration. But there's such things here that are just too much. It's excessive if it's just the restoration. The restoration never lived up to this. So is it the new covenant? Is it a prophecy of the gospel, the messianic age, the age of the Spirit, the time in which we live now? Yes, most definitely. Why do I say that? Well, as I've said time and time again, and argued and written and preached, the New Testament, the New Covenant, is prophesied. The New Covenant age, the time of Christ, is prophesied in the Old Covenant, and the New Testament often quotes the Old Covenant in the Old Testament and brings it home to the application of the gospel. You see this in Romans, you see it in Hebrews, you see it all over the place in the New Testament. Yes, it's the gospel. But even here, although the many nations are being brought in the fact that Gentiles are being saved, there's much to argue here, but clearly even this gospel age is not enough to satisfy this glorious prophecy. So is it a 1,000 years reign for the millennium for the Jews? I don't think so. I know others do. I think there are many difficulties with that, and I don't think there is such a thing as the millennium. Is it the eternal kingdom? Yes, I believe it is. I believe it is a picture of the wonderful glory of the eternal age. But for us, where I'm living today, is there any encouragement here? Well, it was for the Jews in Zechariah's day. It was indeed. But is there any encouragement for us? Zechariah has preached this. The Spirit has recorded it. I'm trying to preach it in some way. Is there anything here? Well, does Horatio Bonner's hymn have anything to say about it? Go labor on. 'Tis not for naught. There's blessing in it. It's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Let us be faithful, brother and sister. Let us go on discharging the gospel ministry. We're all ministers in the gospel in the new covenant. We're all priests. Believers are all priests. Let us go on laboring for Christ. Let us go on serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us do so, looking for encouragement. I'm not going to make direct application to specific things in the gospel today, but in general, we look for God to bless us. Zechariah himself will come to say this, to have this revealed to him, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit. And when the Spirit is at work, then people are drawn into Christ and drawn into the kingdom, and there is salvation in abundance. In my own experience, we're living in a time of indifference and apathy and carnality. But there may yet come, there can come, may it be so, that the Spirit shall so work that we shall see a tremendous awakening for the glory of God. May such prophecies encourage us, brother and sister.